When Harry and Ron had had their teacups filled, they went back to their table and tried to drink the scalding tea quickly. They swilled the dregs around as Professor Trelawney had instructed, then drained the cups and swapped over. "Right," said Ron as they both opened their books at page 5 and 6. "What can you see in mine?" "A load of soggy brown stuff," said Harry. The heavily perfumed smoke in the room was making him feel sleepy and stupid.
"Broaden your minds, my dears, and allow your eyes to see past the mundane," Professor Trelawney cried through the gloom.
Harry tried to pull himself together. "Right, you've got a crooked sort of cross," he consulted, unfogging the future. "That means you're going to have trials and suffering. Sorry about that, but there's a thing that could be the sun. Hang on. That means great happiness. So you're going to suffer, but be very happy." "You need your inner eye tested, if you ask me," said Ron, and they both had to stifle their laughs as Professor Trelawney gazed in their direction.
"My turn."
Ron peered into Harry's teacup, his forehead wrinkled with effort.
"There's a blob, a bit like a bowler hat," he said. "Maybe you're going to work for the Ministry of Magic."
He turned the teacup the other way up.
"But this way, it looks more like an acorn. What's that?"
He scanned his copy of Unfogging the Future.
"A windfall! Unexpected gold! Excellent! You can lend me some. And there's a thing here,"
he turned the cup again, "that looks like an animal. Yeah, if that was its head, it looks like a hippo. No, a sheep." Professor Trelawney whirled around as Harry let out a snort of laughter.
"Let me see that, my dear,"
she said reprovingly to Ron, sweeping over and snatching Harry's cup from him. Everyone went quiet to watch. Professor Trelawney was staring into the teacup, rotating it counterclockwise.
"The falcon, my dear, you have a deadly enemy." "But everyone knows that,"
said Hermione in a loud whisper. Professor Trelawney stared at her.
"Well, they do," said Hermione. "Everybody knows about Harry and you-know-who."
Harry and Ron stared at her with a mixture of amazement and admiration. They had never heard Hermione speak to a teacher like that before. Professor Trelawney chose not to reply. She lowered her huge eyes to Harry's cup again and continued to turn it.
"The club! An attack! Dear, dear, this is not a happy cup."
"I thought that was a bowler hat," said Ron sheepishly.
"The skull! Danger in your path, my dear!"
Everyone was staring, transfixed, at Professor Trelawney, who gave the cup a final turn, gasped, and then screamed. There was another tinkle of breaking china. Neville had smashed his second cup. Professor Trelawney sank into a vacant armchair, her glittering hand at her heart, and her eyes closed.
"My dear boy! My poor, dear boy. No, it is kinder not to say. No, don't ask me."
"What is it, Professor?" said Dean Thomas at once. Everyone had got to their feet, and slowly they crowded around Harry and Ron's table, pressing close to Professor Trelawney's chair to get a good look at Harry's cup.
"My dear,"
Professor Trelawney's huge eyes opened dramatically,
"you have the Grimm."
"The what?" said Harry. He could tell that he wasn't the only one who didn't understand. Dean Thomas shrugged at him, and Lavender Brown looked puzzled, but nearly everybody else clapped their hands to their mouths in horror.
"The Grimm, my dear, the Grimm,"
cried Professor Trelawney, who looked shocked that Harry hadn't understood.
"The giant, spectral dog that haunts churchyards. My dear boy, it is an omen, the worst omen of death."
Harry's stomach lurched. That dog on the cover of Death Omens in Flourish and Blots, the dog in the shadows of Magnolia Crescent. Lavender Brown clapped her hands to her mouth too. Everyone was looking at Harry, everyone except Hermione, who had gotten up and moved around to the back of Professor Trelawney's chair.
"I don't think it looks like a Grimm," she said flatly.